everything's going good. Mary Ellen's here, Andrew's here, and we're going to have a lot of fun in about 5 minutes, starting in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? I was sitting back and looking at the menu, and as always, I am just looking forward to another great season.
Absolutely. Well, I will call you back in about 5 minutes, and appreciate what you're doing tonight, and we'll be live here from Stewart's on North Main.
All right. Sounds good. We'll look forward to it, Scott.
Thanks, Nate.
All right. Thank you. All right, about 5 minutes, we'll get started with Scott's broadcast from Stewart's Root Beer Stand, and we'll be looking forward to that. This will also be streaming online, of course, at our website at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. And Stewart's has been around for quite a while. Scott posted to his Facebook page that it's the 95th season going in. So it'll be a lot of fun and excitement for sure. And he's going to have a lot of guests this evening. So you're going to want to stay tuned in for that for sure. And Stewart's Root Beer Stand is a Marion staple and a lot of fun to go to. You know, a lot of people would go on their first dates to Stewart's Root Beer Stand. I remember a lady back in my church, as a matter of fact, and she went on her first date to Stewart's Root Beer Stand, and I forget exactly what I believe she said she got a foot-long coney is what she said she ordered. Her date said, order whatever you want, so she got a foot-long coney. I don't know exactly how you like it. I like my foot-long coney with onions, for sure, but at Stewart's, they'll do it upright and put whatever you want on it for sure. But they're known for a lot more than just their conies, and they have just a whole menu full of items out there. And their bellhops, is that what you call them? Bellhops do a great job coming out to your car. And now don't forget to tip them good now when you go out there to Stewart's. And again, they're at 1036 North Main Street here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. Easy to spot. A nice big sign out front. And you heard Scott, they are nice and busy this time. So get out there and get in line and get your spot, and you will definitely for sure enjoy yourself at Stewart's Root Beer Stand this evening. And like I said, this is their 95th season. My goodness, can you believe it? And I'm sure they don't have any workers that have been around that long, that have been there the whole 95 years. But they have a lot of good people out there that know what they're doing for sure. So check that out. Again, you can hear this online as well. So tell all your friends that might enjoy the live broadcast tonight to check us out at www.gh1071.com. That's www.gh1071.com. All you got to do is scroll down just a little bit and then click on the Listen Live button, and that'll get you tuned in to the broadcast from anywhere in the world. You can also listen via the TuneIn app. All you need to do from your smartphone, if you have a smartphone like me, go to the Google Play Store and type in TuneIn. Download that to your phone and then just type in WWGHLP, and that'll pop it up. Download the TuneIn app, and then you can listen to that on your smartphone. And those are two ways you can listen online. So like I said, tell all of your friends about your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. 6:14 is the time. We should get started in just another minute or so. Scott Spears and friends phoning in from the Stewart's Root Beer Stand. We'll be here from 6:15 until 8 o'clock tonight. And you'll want to be tuned in for sure for all the fun and excitement, because there's no telling what's going to be happening tonight. Excitement, excitement, excitement. And while you're at it, hey, we just encourage you to stop by 1036 North Main Street, Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In. and order yourself some onion rings. Boy, does that sound good. I believe they're beer-battered onion rings. You know, if I was there tonight, which I'm not going to get a chance to be there tonight, but my birthday is coming up, and my wife always takes me out. So maybe she'll take me out sometime around my birthday. She's here in the studio with me, so I'm winking at her. Maybe she'll take me out sometime around my birthday, and we'll go to Stewart's. And I like to order the Stewart's Buffet. And I call that a shredded chicken sandwich, a foot-long coney with onions, and onion rings. Boy, you talk about good stuff right there. That's what you call the Stewart's. That's what I like to call the Stewart's Buffet. So I don't know what you get when you go out there. But like I said, Scott Spears and Friends, it's 6:15. He'll be calling back in any second, and we'll get started with a broadcast. And we're going to have a good time this evening here on 107.1 FM, WWGH. And 1036 North Main Street here in Marion is the address, and 95 years. Boy, that is quite an achievement for any business, but especially Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In and their grand opening. Wow, March the 3rd. Mark it down on your calendars, ladies and gentlemen, because that is the official date of this year's official season. Let me pull out my phone just a second and tell you some of the menu items that they have on. You know what? Actually, he's we'll just save that because I believe that we have on the line, and we're going to go right to Stewart's Root Beer. Live from Stewart's Root Beer, here is the one and only Scott Spears. Scott, how are you?
Thank you, Nate. I'm doing good. We're over here at Stewart's. It is the 95th season opener, which we learned today. Pearl Levine, the first owner of Stewart's in Marion, 1926. That would make today the 95th grand opening of the Marion location. Now, I think last year when we did this, we said it was the 95th grand opening, but we were corrected today. Pearl Levine started it all here in Marion, as the original restaurant started over in Mansfield, Ohio, in 1924. So we will be here for the next 2 hours. Angie Evers is with us. Mary Ellen Withrow is with us. And Abby is here. She's just joined us as well. Abby, say hello to people.
Hello.
That's nice. Now, what's your favorite thing to eat here at Stewart's?
I am having the grilled cheese and ham and curly fries.
Nice. Sounds good. A treat. Mary Ellen, how are you?
I'm just fine.
Now, we did this last year. The weather was a little different last year as opposed to this year.
That's right. I got froze to death last year.
Now, this year, I would say we're probably still in the 50s tonight, and it feels pretty good.
It's great, and they've got a huge crowd here. Things are going well.
Now, Mary Ellen, you've been coming here for many years. This is really a staple, and I believe the longest continually running restaurant in Marion, Ohio at 95 years.
Probably is.
What do you think it takes to stay in business that long, 95 years?
Well, it takes good service, and that's probably why they're still here.
Now, here we are. It's a little different this year. Last year when we came, it was right before the start of the pandemic. We're in the pandemic now, but it's good that people are coming out for sure.
Yes, and you have to have a good product, too. Everybody loves root beer.
You know, root beer and popcorn, for some reason, have been such staples for people for so many years.
That's right.
It's party food. It's a reward for people, and that's a great thing.
Yes, and we have the wind-up popcorn right across the street.
We do. We're situated right here on North Main. You know, Main Street is an interesting place. We were talking about downtown earlier, but Main Street has maintained a great population over the years. Dairy Queen is still here. McDonald's is here. Taco Bell is here. Rally's is here. There's a lot of things on North Main Street.
There are, and we used to have free rent smoothies. I don't know if that's true here or not.
You know, I'm not sure. I know wasn't the North Drive-In just up the road here a ways?
Yes. Yeah, it was. That was great, too. In fact, that would go over big right now, I think, if we had that again.
You know, there's a lot of talk about drive-ins and nostalgia. One thing this pandemic has done, it has seemingly brought up nostalgic feelings for people that they had not had heretofore.
That's right. You had more time. You had more time to think about everything and to be, you know, a little bit nicer to everybody, I think.
Do you think this has helped us kindness-wise? Are we going to come out of this more considerate, better people once we wrap this all up?
Well, I hope so. I think it's done some good.
We can only hope because it has been a difficult year for a lot of people.
That's right. Everything is so different with what we have, how we have to do things, and we just don't have the organizations going on like normal, except, you know, by Zoom or whatever. And so it is totally different not to be with groups of people. That's the hard part.
You know, it is exciting to see a nice local business like this grand open, or season opener, I guess we should say, here in early March, and it is packed. It is hard to describe for people exactly how packed it is here. It is really jammed.
It surely is, and I was so surprised when we drove in. I didn't expect it.
You know, and in a place like this to draw this kind of traffic this time of year is a really good sign as we head into the springtime.
It is, that's right.
Very good. Well, Mary Ellen will be with us for 2 hours here. We'll be ordering some food, having a great time. And again, this is Scott Spears here at Stewart's Root Beer, 95th season opener. Remember, Pearl Levine, remember that name, started it all back in 1926 here in Marion. It is fascinating. Now we have some facts here about root beer. We have got facts about Stewart's. The first Stewart's was opened in 1924 in Mansfield by Frank Stewart. 1924. That's a hop, skip, and a jump ago. Yes. Abby, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Did we cover this already?
I think we covered it.
Did we? Well, now, when you come here, what is your favorite? What's your go-to?
I always do the fried pickles, but I did not tonight.
Now, why have you derivated away from this tonight?
Well, my son wanted to split some curly fries.
But. Now, did you come with an appetite tonight? Did you come with a big appetite?
Yes. I'm very hungry tonight. I've been looking forward to this all day. I didn't eat lunch.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see the appetite in your eyes as I sit here right now. Yeah.
It's okay to ask you, right?
Oh, it's cold. Much. You were here last year, too.
We were here. It was freezing.
Very cold.
I don't know if I ate because it was too cold to eat, to be honest.
I think it was a traumatizing event for a lot of people because we still talk about it a year later. How bad it was. It was great to be here, and the food was great, and it was a fun night, but super cold. No, you know, this is a very strange night. I don't know what the average temperatures are in early March, but I think we're well above them here tonight.
You know, I took a walk before we came in, Scott.
You took a walk?
I did.
Is this how you spend the evenings in late winter?
Well, I think it is winter, it's very kind of weather, right?
Right.
Go outside, enjoy it for a
hot
second, and come to church.
Now, how far did you walk?
Oh, like the end of the street, not far.
I thought you were going to impress me with, like, a long walk, a long shot.
I would have had more time, maybe it would have been a little longer, yeah. What did you do today? Did you enjoy the weather?
I was out in it. Busy. Busy times. You know, in late winter, you want to get a lot of things done.
I agree, but I'm not
even outside. Now, what kind of things do you do outside?
Well, we just do things. We eat fairly out of dirt. I mean, we have no grass, so we have a lot of things to do, and we have planting.
Have you ordered the grass?
The grass is put in the fall. It just hasn't come up yet. Do you order grass?
I don't really know. When you said the grass was not there yet because you just moved in, I wasn't sure if it was on order or maybe it hasn't come. I did not know.
It just hasn't come up yet. It was there. It was hydro seeded back in the fall, and then it got snowy and cold, so, you know.
It was hydro seeded. What is that?
It's like they spray a bunch of stuff on your yard with, like, grass seed and water. Made our yard really flooding, but, like, grass seeded.
Like steroids.
I don't know. It's supposed to be good for, like, the wintertime, so grass will come up.
Yard seed.
steroids. Well, this will be nice as summer approaches. Now, are you planning to plant things, get ready? Because we've got 2 hours to fill tonight. We've got a lot to talk about.
Well, I've got a lot to do because we have graduation, of course. So I have to have a graduation party, so we have to hopefully maybe have a patio of some sort and a yard or, you know, lots of outside stuff.
What do you do for a graduation in a pandemic?
Well, we're hoping there's a lot of restrictions lifted by the pandemic.
Well, there could be. There could be a lot of stuff being lifted at the current time, and that's nice. Can you really watch here right before this? The pandemic had not started. I was thinking about that today. We were about 2 weeks away from it last year at this time.
Right. I think you're right. We didn't even know the subject, I don't think. Right?
I don't think that had ever been informed.
I think we knew there was coronavirus. I don't think we knew there was anywhere near us. At least I didn't.
I'm not even sure we really knew. I mean, there had been talk, but nothing like what became 14 days later.
No, that caught us all by surprise.
It really did. Now, when you drive down this street, what do you think about it? I tell you, what I think about is the old Smith Cardinal, which used to be across the street there, and Bob Smith, who was a great guy. I know his daughter listens. Hope she's out there listening tonight, Linda. It's a very interesting area. If you lived in Marion for a long time, North Main Street was a go-to for so many people, for so many reasons, for so long.
Yes, I remember when I got down here, there was a water tower. Is the water tower still down there? In the parking lot.
As far as I know, it's still there.
The water tower, my dad always took it there because it freezes and because I can drive to the parking lot. It's a weird memory, I know, but I always think of it when I come down here.
Now, did you ever go to the grocery store that went across the street?
I did, a long time ago. When I was little. How long ago?
It hasn't been going all that long. Maybe 15 years, something like that.
We used to have, I studied animals at the fair. So I was always on the town, fair. We pretty often come down this way.
Now, you were saying the other day that you showed pigs. Is this right? I did not know this about you. What goes into showing a pig?
We get them when they're little, maybe, and this just depends. They're only a month or two old, and we feed them and raise them and groom them. And then we show them a pig.
You groom them? Like brush them?
Well, you brush them, but you also shave them and bathe them and walk them a lot. There's a lot that goes into it. It's a lot of work.
See, I missed out on all this. I did not have pigs when I was young.
Well, farm animals are a good learning experience.
Now, when you don't live on a farm, where do you house the animals?
Well, we have a barn sort of off my garage. I mean, we live out in the country. We have 5 acres of land, so we have plenty of space to keep them.
Well, that's nice. So, was it one pig at a time?
Oh, no. We have lots of pigs. Not lots, but... There's, my brother and I both showed, my sister has, we usually had, probably 5 or 6 or more pigs at least, and a few lambs. Yeah.
Now, at the end of the summer, or at the end of the fair, what happens to the pigs?
You know what happens. Why are you making me really?
Oh, no, I'm just confused. Did you name the pigs?
We did name the pigs. We always did. It's always a very traumatic experience, but also, you learn... Great stuff
in
that. Yeah.
So
it was sad.
Now, did you ever get any of the stuff from the pigs? Oh, you did. So you after it was all over, Tiffany, you got some other stuff.
You eat pork.
Hello?
Yeah, you eat pork.
Yeah, you eat pork. That came from the pig.
Very good, because you fed it. It's homegrown, so all the stuff goes.
Now, do you like pork products in general?
Maybe not as much as I would if I didn't have pork or have things growing up. I eat pork. We eat pork. It's not a lot.
Now, when we sit here, obviously this is known as the root beer stand. A lot of different things, Stewart's, people refer to it in a lot of different ways. The orange building on Main Street. When you were a child, many, 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 many years ago, what do you think about when it comes to this place?
I just think Stewart's. I don't know. I don't call the orange building. We knew what it was. I knew the previous owner from his cell, and he came here. And even before him, I knew he was going to get a that was a friend of mine's dad. So we were here.
Yes. Now,
we're here, actually.
Oh, really? How was that?
I think she believes it okay. We're here in my school for a summer or two. So,
Now, did you know about Earl Levine in 1926? I just learned this today.
I'd never heard of it. I think we talked last year. We didn't know the whole history about it, right?
Well, I think last year we said 95th because we believed it opened the year after the Mansfield location, but coming from one of the previous owners today, he had the name of the original owner and the year it opened and all this information.
All right,
so this is the 95th. We can clearly see that.
Right?
Is it? Are you celebratory? Are you in a celebratory mood?
I mean, anytime we have a celebration.
Well, sure. And that's why we're here tonight, celebrating 95 years. Do you know how long 95 years is?
Around 95 years. Just shy of 100.
Uh-huh. Hell, it's going to be a long 2 hours. 95 years is almost a century, and when you think of the word century, you think of a long period of time.
I think of 100 years.
Do you? Is that what comes up in your mind? Like when you hear root beer, you think orange building.
I do.
You do?
I do, yeah.
How could you not?
Marion Maple, I think.
95 years. Longest continuing restaurant in Marion. Yeah. To you, what makes a restaurant long-term?
The service. I think this is just nostalgic when you come in here. It's like you've got the old feeling, but it's new. Every little thing.
It is.
Pretty close to just be able to drive and sit in your car. Except it was nice out.
Right, and I think there are some things you can get here that you can't get other places, like a grilled cheese, you know, just a nice, good grilled cheese sandwich.
Agree. I love it.
So it's one of those things. Well, Abby will be with us here for the entire 2 hour broadcast. I hope Nate is having a great time engineering this back in the studio. And again, we are here for the 95th grand opening, season opening of Stewart's Root Beer. Now, we do have some facts that we will bring up during the broadcast today, and that'll be a lot of fun. Andy Evers is here with us as well. Mary Ellen, here we are, having a lot of fun.
We
certainly are. And it is, I cannot get over the weather, not just opposed to last year, just the weather in March of 2021 here.
And we appreciate it so much for a couple of weeks ago.
We certainly do. What a month of February we had.
It was bad.
It was awful. Now, when you went to Florida in past winters, what's it like to stay around in a winter like this?
Well, you know, you don't have to get ready and go to Florida. It was always dark again. And there was a lot of work when you got down there, and you don't have that now. You just stay here.
Just stay and relax.
Yes, right.
And enjoy what we have.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking the other day, somebody was talking about Marion, and I don't know how many cities have a president, a Miss America, and a treasurer. And I think it'd be hard for us to find another city like that.
No, that's probably true. I never thought about it that much.
Well, it's interesting because we've only had 46 presidents, so there are only 46 cities that this could be a possibility for, and I would doubt that any of the others had a Miss America.
That's probably true, but we had quite a few presidents. You know, I thought we were
the
most.
I believe you do. One or two, I think, on that list. Why do you think it is, spending your life in politics, why do you think it is that the candidates for the highest office in this land, they don't come from New York, they don't come from California, they don't come from Texas usually. They come from places like Tennessee and Ohio and Virginia. It's not big cities. They want that kind of Midwestern upbringing.
Well, you know, it takes the individual that really, really wants the job. And I think in the big cities it's harder to get into that field because you've got so many people that you're up against. And they say to me, you know, you're from Marion, you know, you're going to have a rough time getting elected because everybody's always from Cleveland or Columbus or Cincinnati. And that was true. I mean, you don't have that strong base that the people in the bigger cities have, but the people in the bigger cities have a rougher time getting into politics because of so many people.
I think you're right. It is very rare. Now, they'll hold conventions there, but it's very rare that a candidate for any major office comes from New York or Chicago or a big metropolitan area.
Yes, I had never thought about that before.
It's in the South also has a little bit of a problem with this. I don't know if there's ever been a president from Florida.
No, I don't think there has. Well, no, there hasn't.
And it's interesting to me because we consider Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida to be swing states. Now, Pennsylvania, we've had presidents. Ohio, we certainly have had presidents. But Florida, no. And I'm not sure what the reason for that is.
No, and who did we have from Mississippi? I was at the governor's mansion, and I stayed all night there. And they told me I slept in the same bed that Jack Kennedy slept in. That's why I was thinking so. That he was, of course, from Massachusetts. And Massachusetts has had a few, haven't they?
Well, they have Massachusetts is what Connecticut. The East Coast breeds a lot of very savvy politicians, and that's the term they always use.
Yeah.
That if you're from that area, that New England area, you're a savvy person.
Well, I think the schools, all what are the schools called? The
Ivy Leagues.
The Ivy Leagues are all there, and I think that makes a difference.
You know, the type of education you get, I really do, it does matter.
Yes.
And some people are very, there is a little bit of snobbery, I think, that comes along with that.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Now, I do want to mention, Angie Evers is with us. Angie, we do the Friday night show on WWGH, 8 to 10. Angie, how's it going tonight?
Okay, I'm pretty good.
Now, you've been checking out how we sound and how things are going. I know Nate's doing a great job back in the studio with Terry. Hi, Nate and Terry, back in the studio. There, it's packed over here. How are we sounding tonight?
Okay, there's some background noise, but I think hopefully it's okay.
Well, we're bound to have background noise, but that's okay, as long as we're coming through. Now, what does this place mean to you? I know your dad, I'm sure, came here with you. Mom and Dad came here with you quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. And it's always been a tradition to bring my kids here. They both love to come here.
Now, what's your favorite thing when you come here?
Well, I usually get, Sloppy Joe's, curly fries, or pizza. I think I'm going to get a root beer float tonight. So.
People love the root beer float. The root beer float is one of the favorites. Now, we learned a few weeks ago that it's a New England thing as well. Boston?
Was it
cream?
Boston?
Boston? It was Boston something. Oh, the Boston egg cream. The Boston egg cream is not a bad drink when you have it.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Now, what was the other thing we had with the ginger ale and the ice cream?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
A caller called in this recipe. It was ginger ale and ice cream. Kind of like you'd make a root beer float, but you use ginger ale instead. And I guess this is a popular item on the menu in the East Coast, New England states.
I can see that. I'm partial to root beer, though.
I think it was called a bomber or something. I can't remember. We'll try to look that up during one of the breaks. Boston Cooler. I think that's what it was. Boston Cooler. Now, Mary Ellen, have you ever had one of those? It's ginger ale with ice cream in it.
Never had that. I really don't care for ice cream in my drinks.
I can understand that. Now, do you like a milkshake?
Yes, I like a chocolate milkshake.
So when it's just a milkshake, you're okay with it? People think the ginger ale and the ice cream is not a good thing, but it's not bad.
Is that right?
I was surprised, and I'm not a big fan of ginger ale, so I was shocked that it actually tasted okay. Do want to let people know we're broadcasting from Stewart's Root Beer here in Marion, North Main Street, 95th season opener, 1926. It all started with Pearl Levine. We made Nate Redman and Terry Tackett, who are back in the studio tonight, making sure we're up on the air and sounding good. I appreciate that. And it is busy over here. That is the word for tonight. Now, last year it was cold. This year, busy. Little difference in the temperatures, but we're all for that. Feels good over here, and we're having a great time. Now, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of root beer trivia, a lot of interesting things that go with root beer. We'll shoot a few facts at you here. August 6th is National Root Beer Float Day. National Root Beer Float Day is August the 6th. Root beer floats are sometimes referred to by the nicknames Brown Cow and Black Cow. I don't know where that is. Oh, you've heard that?
Yes.
Oh, I have not heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
Now, this is interesting. A reverse root beer float is made with root beer, ice cream, and vanilla soda.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
No, I never heard of it either. I don't know about that.
No, I don't know that would be all. But did you know that root beer is almost an exclusively North American drink?
Is it really? It's good.
I don't know what they drink in the South.
Tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
That's sweet tea.
Yeah, sweet tea.
They love the sweet tea down there. Do you know what I don't see a lot of anymore is, do you remember when people used to get the big jugs and they would put their tea out in the sun?
Yeah.
I don't see anybody doing that anymore.
No. Lately, it's been warm enough to do that.
That is certainly the case. The weather has been a little different, to say the least. Nate Redmond, Terry Tackett back in the studio, and we're here at Stewart's 95th opening. Mary Ellen Withrow and Angie Evers and Abby, I should have written your name down. You know, it's such a thing. No. Here's what happens. No, listen. Your name changed in the last year, and I don't want to say it wrong. Now, in my mind, I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say it wrong, so I just, use your first name.
Hey, the trick artist.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. No, but you know, when you get used to saying something for a period of time, it's hard.
That's my old last name.
Well, you got me there. This is true. I don't remember saying your old last name. But at this point, why learn the new one? Because I didn't learn the old one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's better than just calling me Ashley, I suppose. So, yeah.
You know, I do. Listen, Angie, you've been around when this has happened, haven't you, when I've called her Ashley? This is not an exclusive. I don't do this on purpose. It just slips out sometimes.
Right. You call me my husband's name, too.
There you go. Yeah, well, sometimes the synapse doesn't click in, and I don't know what I'm saying.
Thanks, Barbara.
No, her sister's very nice.
I love her, but I would not think for that. No.
Except parts of her shirt are missing at times, like in the elbows. You know, you've seen that, haven't you, Angie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we don't know why parts of her shirt are missing. We had this discussion at Christmas. She has different fashion sense.
She definitely has a different fashion.
Different, and not bad. Nobody's saying bad, just different.
Why would you say that?
I don't think I did say bad, did I? Play the tape back. I don't think I said bad. I think I said it's not bad. It's just that... Oh, very nice. I said just different.
Hi, I'm inside.
At Stewart's. On the inside. Broadcasting from the 95th opening. Nate Redmond, Terry Tackett back in the studio. It is a happening over here tonight. It is, it's a lot of pandemonium tonight. When you have a busy night like this, there are just cars coming in, going out. Employees are doing a great job here. Busy, busy, busy. It's like being in a beehive tonight.
Yes, I'm just sitting here watching everybody work.
That's right. And we're just sitting here. But, It's fun to be here. It's fun to come in and out and do something, because for a year we've really all been cooped up.
That's right, and it's fun really to be here. Last year when it was so cold, because I hadn't been here for a while,
Well, it's one of those places. It's not on 95 where people tend to tend in Marion, but you get over here and you're never disappointed.
Well, that's right.
It's, now, there was some discussion a few weeks ago on the air. I have not had... Do you know the difference between a Coney dog and a Chili dog?
Well, I guess I don't.
Neither do I. And this became a question on the air a few weeks ago. Now, somebody said that a Chili dog has chili on it with beans, and a Coney dog just has the sauce, which they referred to as Sloppy Joe, but I don't think it's Sloppy Joe that you put on a hot dog.
Well, it's close to it. I mean, it's almost like that.
Now, the texture, if you buy Coney sauce in a can in the store, the texture is a little different than Sloppy Joe.
Yes, it is, yeah.
But shredded chicken sandwiches are great. Sloppy Joe's are great. Grilled cheese sandwiches are great. All the fried things are great, and it's nice to see that people indulge in activities like this.
Yes, that's right. You know, Footlong Coney is always, I think, a good thing to
death. I would say Footlong Coney is great. Yeah. I did not know that Coney was a I don't even know what you would say. It's a regional term.
Coney Island.
Coney Island.
Yeah.
When I was driving to New York one time, I stopped at a Dairy Queen, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, and I said I want a Coney dog without looking at the menu, and they had no idea what that was.
Yeah. Well, Coney Island, down in Cincinnati, I always think of, I don't know what the connection is with the sandwich.
You know, I don't know. I know we have Coney Island. I know there's something even in Mansfield named Coney.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, but isn't that right, Angie? Now, what is over in Mansfield that has to do with Coney?
It's the Coney Island.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's interesting because the tie-in here is the first Stewart's was in Mansfield, 1924.
What?
Yep, Frank Stewart. This is a fascinating fact, isn't it? It was so fascinating. People were mystified to silence by this fact.
Yeah.
But we're having a great time over here. And I'll tell you how interesting it was when we pulled in, how busy it is here tonight. It was hard to find a place to park.
That's right. We didn't know what we were going to do.
No, and then we pulled into the trailer park next door and thought we'd park over there, but that seemed like a bad idea once we got over there, and we ended up back here.
That's right. We didn't realize that the trailer park was full.
And that was one of those little oversights as we were driving around. And it's a tight squeeze when you get this kind of business, but it's so great.
That's right. It's good for the business.
Good for the business. And this is, I don't know what time is considered dinner time anymore for people. They eat at all different times.
It doesn't matter anymore, whenever you're hungry.
Yeah, whenever you're hungry, go ahead and eat. But, you know, a place like this, being here 95 years, it's more of a tradition than, obviously it's a place to eat. But, I mean, people come out on opening night because it's a tradition, and we have so few of those left in our life.
Yes, and it's always here,
and it's always going to be here, and it's always going to be good and tasty and good service and all those pluses that go along with business. Absolutely. Well, again, we are here. We are here, and it is it's a Wednesday night, Wednesday, March the 3rd, 2021. The temperature is great. We are approaching 7 o'clock. Now, we will be here till 8 o'clock tonight, but we are going to break from 7 to 7:15 and let everybody eat. We'll eat. That's what we're going to do. We're going to eat here. Let everybody else regroup, and we'll come back at 7:15, so we will go to the studio in just a bit. But, Mary Ellen, I was going to ask you, because there was an important bit in the news today, or the local news here, on the way over. Maybe there wasn't. I don't know at this point.
There's always news.
There is news. This was a particularly interesting...
Well, I was surprised when I read the paper.
Really?
Yes.
When it came up?
Yes, I was surprised. Somebody could send
money
to the wrong place.
You know, from somebody who served in local government, I just want to get a perspective of this. If you got a wrong account number, would you know it?
Well, you should know it. I said it that way.
When you read that, what did you make of it? Well, how would you describe it to somebody who had not read the story? And what we're talking about here is there was a story in the Marion Star today that our city auditor had paid, I believe it's $1.28 million, was sent to the state mistakenly. And actually, it was supposed to go to the IRS. Now, the money was also sent to the IRS, but the money has not been recovered from the state, and we talked to the mayor this morning, and he gave his take on it. When you're reading the story, and all we know is the story at this point, we don't know the timeline, we don't know what happened, but what do you make of it?
Well, of course, I was county treasurer, and now he's the auditor, and I was state treasurer, so the money went to the state treasurer. And it would be an unusual thing to happen, really.
Do you know, when you're dealing with money, because you dealt, heaven knows, you dealt with a lot of money in your career.
Yes.
When it comes to $1.28 million, if you send it to the wrong place, can you go ahead and just give it to the IRS without going to the mayor or city council or anybody for approval in that situation?
Well, I don't know how things are managed as far as having that much money in limbo right now. You know, if they paid the regular bill, and I really don't know how they manage that.
Well, that's the question a lot of people have, and I think there's going to be a lot of answers to come in this story as the days go on, but boy, when you're dealing with money, for somebody who dealt with money, how important is it to know what you're doing, when you're paying it, where is it going? I mean, how many times do you check, not to be facetious, but account numbers and bank accounts and that the amount is right? Is this something you have a whole team of people working on? How cognizant do you need to be of this stuff?
Well, your most important thing is to think that you're taking care of other people's money, and it's a very serious thing to be doing, and you want to make sure you don't make mistakes.
Well, before we pull away from this whole story, because it'll work itself out as the days go on, when you look at the city auditor in the county that you live in now, and you realize that this has gone on, what do you make of that? What do you make of him and the situation that has transpired?
Well, I hope they get it straightened out. It is a serious thing, so I'm sure that they're trying to get it resolved.
Yeah, and hopefully they will, because it's a lot of money, and I believe this morning the mayor did say that they thought the money would be recovered from the state, so that doesn't look like trouble, but I think one of the questions is just was their authority to send that money to the IRS. So I guess we'll all find out together as the time goes on.
Yeah.
Have you been surprised locally that, and I talked to the mayor about this morning, that politics has become so Democrat and Republican?
Yes. We're all very divided now, and I don't think it's a good thing.
What do you think brought this about? Can you pinpoint any era that brought this about locally?
Well, I think it's been building, and I don't know how to correct it. I know Biden's trying to work with everyone because he was in the Senate so long that he's so well, and I think he'll be a big help in trying to get a lot of this resolved. But locally, it's a problem, and it's very dangerous to have all your elected officials from one party. That's a very dangerous thing.
You know, one thing the mayor talked about this morning was that very few people, when this issue concerning the auditor was brought up on Monday at City Council, very few council members, I think only three, had questions about this. Only three. What do you make of that?
I think that's very strange. I think they ought to be in a real turmoil and trying to get this corrected.
Well, we now know, after listening this morning, that the mayor did not even find out about this from the auditor, that he found out about it from somebody in his office. When you were working in local politics, if a mistake had occurred or would occur, certainly of this magnitude, would you immediately have went and let somebody know?
Well, you would, yes. You know that you have the people that you report to, and it would be a serious matter.
It's a very interesting story, and I guess it'll traipse out as the days go on. But how important, because you came from Elgin School Board, is experience in politics? How hard, what was the learning curve like for you when you first became treasurer?
Well, it is a learning curve, and it is for everyone, I'm sure, because there's nothing that you can learn going to school that you're going to learn being a treasurer. So the thing that you try to make sure you follow the law, that's number one. You keep checking with the your legal department all the time. Make sure you're not doing something illegal. And you try to work with people and you try to get along. That's very important.
You know, that strikes a chord with me, because when I was talking to the mayor this morning, he had talked about setting a meeting. Now, I believe he said monthly meeting with the auditor, and I think he said that the auditor has only shown up 3 times to that meeting.
Yeah.
So why aren't we getting along? What's going on locally?
Yeah, you know, we used to meet, we would have breakfast with the governor. When I was state treasurer, all the elected officials would get together with the governor once a month and discuss things. I think that's very important.
Communication does seem to have broken down as years have went on. And, you know, politics, the Republican and Democratic symbols have always meant a lot on the national level, but to the degree that they mean locally now, it really has become shocking over the last 6 or 8 years.
Yes, it is. Right.
And we will see how this all plays out. Mary Ellen Withrow here, Angie Evers, Abby with us over at Stewart's Root Beer here in Marion on North Main Street. 95th opening day, and again, now we learned today, Pearl Levine, 1926, is where it all started. Now we've got Nate Redmond and Terry Jacket back in the studio, so I hope we're sounding good over here. And let me tell you, it is still packed over here at Stewart's. We'll be here for a whole nother hour, lots more to talk about, root beer trivia, stuff including including Stewart's here, the history of the place, and how we continue to go on with our lives in this pandemic, which certainly was the story of 2020 and looks like it's going to be the story of 2021. But, you know, Mary Ellen, you have two schools named for you in the Marion City School District. We had Superintendent Arusi on Tuesday, and on the 29th, they're going to go back full-time, the students.
Good.
What do you think long-term this has done to education to have a year like this?
Well, it's taught us many things, I think. You know, everything is a learning experience, and I think that's what this has been.
Well, as I say, I'm here with Mary Ellen Withrow, Angie Evers, Abby, and Michelle is here. And we'll try to talk to Michelle if things slow down here a little bit in the next hour. We're going to toss it back to Nate Redmond and Terry Tackett in the studio, so I hope they're close to the controls. And we'll come back at about 7:15 from Stewart's Root Beer here on North Main Street in Marion, and we'll take it up through 8 o'clock tonight. Back to you guys in the studio here from North Main Street.
And you've been listening to Scott Spears. Been listening to Scott Spears and Friends live from Stewart's Root Beer at 1036 North Main Street here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. And as Scott says, we have another full hour to go, another 45 minutes to go. We'll be coming back here at about 7:15 for more fun and excitement from Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In. It is their grand opening for this year, March the 3rd. Mark it on your calendars. It's the date. It's time for foot-long conies and beer battered onion rings and whatever happens to be your favorite food. So they are quite busy over there tonight, so maybe you get over there and get yourself a little slot while you still can. 1036 North Main Street, Stewart's Root Beer Drive-In. Our live broadcast will continue coming up. We have news and features straight ahead. You are listening to Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM. And we, of course, are streaming online at wwgh1071.com. And on the TuneIn app, all you have to do is go to your smartphone, go to the Google Play Store, download TuneIn, and then pop that right up, and you will be able to type in WWGHLP and type that right in. and play that on your smartphone as well. So either way, hey, tell all your friends about the smartphone app and the WWGH1071.com website. Tell everybody, hey, this is your place to be. For more fun and excitement from Stewart's Root Beer, stay tuned. News and features are coming up straight ahead. Like Scott said, he's with Mary Ellen Withrow, with Abby, with all kinds of friends over there. And so he's having a good time, and no telling who he's going to talk to next. Who knows? So stay tuned for that. That is coming up straight ahead right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH, and WWGH1071.com. We'll be back with more after these words. Right here. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it right here.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a... ugly face looking at you.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah, if they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead. What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but...
He's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance, I'm sorry, at an office. I really know he's got a lot of money that he can put behind him. But how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.marion.com.